You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. A field guide for nature-resistant nerds. Part of the privilege of being a nerd is that you're able to forget you have a body, but over time, you know, you get curious. You want to know what things are made of, starting with assembly language, then the physics of chips, then climate science, aka the planetary CPU. And after a while, you realize that science itself is just an API to nature, a bunch of kludges and observations that work well enough to get the job done. The job being measuring reality and predicting what will come next. In the end, it turns out to be a world of fun facts. At the end of June, Moscow presented a new international cyber treaty with the United Nations that underscores just how unwilling the Putin regime is to cooperate. The crux of the 69-page document is hardly shocking. Under the guise of increasing stability in the cyber realm, it would encourage greater state censorship, surveillance, and control of the internet. Additionally, Russia is willing to discuss extraditing cyber criminals to the United States so long as the U.S. does the same. But for a regime that wields all manner of violence against people challenging or resisting it, including murder, kidnapping, police brutality, and jailing, internet crimes are merely any online actions that scare the Kremlin or threaten Putin's hold on power. This would lay the groundwork for Russia, China, and other signatories to claim that critics, dissidents, and expats in other countries must be extradited for upsetting those in power through the internet. By presenting a proposed solution, no matter how dangerous, Russian officials will still go on record lauding their responsible approach to cybersecurity issues. And even small volcanic eruptions can be perfectly placed to cause outsized civilizational misery, not because they produce many fatalities, but because they can trigger the devastation of valuable infrastructure, like undersea cables and shipping channels. Researchers identified 7 main pinch points where critical infrastructure exists alongside active volcanoes with the potential for low-magnitude eruptions. These locations include Taiwan, the Luzon Strait, midway between China and Korea, the Strait of Malacca in Malaysia, the Mediterranean, the North Atlantic, and the Pacific Northwest. An explosion among any of them could set off devastating cascades of economic effects. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.